don't know, but I was told when I first got my license that things that we try not to discuss a whole lot in amateur radio, and one of those was politics, and they said, and I asked why, and they said, well, it's such a controversial subject that, we don't want any arguments to get started, and that's the reason we try to curtail out. But anyway, that's the way things are. What else you got for us tonight, Ed?
Since we're still operating on generator power, we went out for supper and thought it would be back on because we saw lights on the way back in, but not our house or the neighbors. We did see a light, but I think they had a generator going too. So we're still waiting for the power to come back. I'm hoping tomorrow or the next day, because I'm running short of propane, but the generator has worked very well. Power goes off, I count to 20, and lights are back on. But that's using propane, and I think that's a pretty good way of going. So for somebody who's considering a generator, propane is good. I've seen the long lines of people at the gas stations with 5-gallon cans because they have the smaller generators, and they work fine until they've used up their 10 gallons of gasoline. Or
that's what I've got here at the house, is one of the small ones. And I told the wife I wouldn't mind getting a old house generator that ran on propane, or if I could get one, I'd much rather have diesel, and I'd rather, go ahead and put a diesel tank in. And she said, well, we'll look into it, and we may look into it. And I said, okay. And she said, well, we don't need one that often. I said, yeah, but when you do, you need it. So I don't know if we'll get one or not, Ed. I had to run my little generator. Luckily, it was this time of year, and, it was relatively warm, and we didn't need air conditioning, and we didn't need heat. And so the only things that I really hooked up was the refrigerator and the freezer, because I didn't want to lose all the food that we had in those two units.
Propane rather than gasoline or diesel, simply from a storage standpoint. Gasoline, after a couple of months, deteriorates and causes problems. People experience that with their grass lawnmowers. I think the same thing with diesel. Whereas propane, I think you can store it a much longer period of time. And and the smell can be a problem for many people who have a high sense of smell. My wife is that way. We get behind trucks sometimes that aren't tuned up and is putting out clouds of stuff, and she has a fit. Over.
She has that problem, but, some people have allergies and worse than others. We've got allergies of some kind, shape, form, or fashion, but some just have them worse than others. And but I'm sorry that your wife is one of those. But anyway, Ed, we do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us about that this evening. And I hope you have a great day tomorrow and a good rest of your weekend.
We're going to try to pull together some stuff to donate tomorrow and take it up to the anchor. We've already got some stuff pulled out that has been sitting there that we got and didn't use for one reason or another, and figured it'd be a good time to clean house with some things. Over.
And, I'm sure those folks that receive it will really appreciate it. Small things that, that they need. And, they've got the kitchen up there at the church. It's going wide open. And they fed a lot of people. And, paper plates and the folding cartons and cups and flatware and that sort of stuff, the plastic flatware, just all kinds of little things like that. And you say, well, I've only got a few, or I've got a box here, and it won't do them much good, but it really will. It every little bit helps.
We call me stingy, but when I'm out and have plastic spoons and coffee cup or something or other, I'll often just wrap it in a napkin and bring it home and throw it in the pile. I hate to see stuff like that thrown out for a couple of reasons. One, it's a waste, and the other, it clogs up wherever it goes. Over.
N4AZ.
N4AJD.
Yeah, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. Dude, in easily.
Go ahead.
I was trying out a radio. Dale, K4RXI, heard me on the handy talkie today, and he didn't like it. So he brought me a radio up here and gave it to me, and I was just seeing how it sounded.
Of course, I don't know where. Did you check in on it? Did you check in on your HD? Okay. Sounds good there, young man. It's doing you a good job into the repeater.
It listens real good. I can hear you a lot better, you guys, on this thing, too. That little handy talkie made a lot of noises, and it seemed to get upset once in a while, so this does good. All right, just want to check and see how it did. Thanks a lot. N4AZE.
You take care. Coming in there, and radio's doing you a good job. N4EDW, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead, Ed.
Feel good here, too. Clear. No noise or anything, so I know that's going through the repeater, but it was very clear, so he's got a good radio there. I've got a little handy talkie here, but I can't pick up this repeater, and I'm not sure why. I think I'm fairly close to the repeater site. Oh.
That is up there on Caesar's Head at the WYFF TV tower. It's about 2 miles south of the North Carolina state line, so you're not far from it.
Site, it's only, maybe 5 watts. I think I should be able to hear, but I'm got a couple of mountains between us. I have been spending some time, as you may have heard, working on line-of-sight programs on the web, and I found a couple that are rather interesting. I haven't been able to find one I've seen before. The ones I'm working on now will show the hills or whatever in between the two sites, but there was one I had before that was much more detailed in showing the terrain between the two, but haven't been able to work that out. I know Google Earth will do it, but I haven't figured out exactly how to do it. Over.
How to do it either, but I have seen it on a topographical map, and it looks really nice, and it works real well. But I don't know how to get that on there either.
Google and see if I ask it if it'll tell me how to do it. Sometimes that works pretty good, but other times their explanations assume that you know things you don't know, like hit this button or that button, which is great, except that you don't know where that button is. Or
exactly right. Well, it's like my son said, you know, if you can't find it anywhere else, go on YouTube. Somebody's got it on YouTube.
Tried using Chat GPT, or?
No.
Pretty interesting. I gave it, we inherited a cat, or a stray cat from a neighbor who didn't want to keep it, and we didn't want to watch it being put down, and if it was put to the shelter, because it needed some work. And it's turned out to be a pretty good cat. We're still training it, and it's training us. So I put in a couple of characteristics about the cat. Color, a little bit of his history, his actions, and said, create a poem. And it created a poem, which was kind of interesting. Added a few things, but it did pretty good. And then I sent it to my brother, who does a lot on the web and with computers, and he went to another program that took the poem and set it to music. Over.
Did I ever do that?
Set it to music. I think the program is Suno, S-U-N-O. I haven't worked with that. But he's got four varieties. He's got an opera area, a ballad, a rock and roll, and there's one other one. I've forgotten what the other one is. So you can get a variety, all with the same words, basically, but different music. Over.
I'm looking in, too, on a rainy day, Ed.
They go in and chat GPT free, and it's pretty easy to work with. And you just ask it a question, and it'll come back. I'm trying to work now on an Excel spreadsheet and getting it to do some formulas for me, and it's doing pretty good. It's amazing, and it's fast. And if you ask a question, it'll come back with an answer. Over.
Pretty interesting, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I want to trust that the machine's answer or not. I may have to dig a little deeper when it comes to that.
Want to verify what it is, but it's interesting. If you ask it for a formula or something like that and then plug it in and it works, then that's what really speeds it up, particularly if you're dealing with the macro, which is what I'm working with now. But I've also used it for if statements. It used to be you could put 7 if statements in Excel. Now I understand you can put something like 64 if statements. Over.
But I don't use any of that stuff like that. I still do it the old-fashioned way like I do my nets here. I still do it with a pencil and paper.
Apply the numbers with pencil and paper, but once I've got a formula and put some simple numbers in it so I know what the answer is going to be, then it'll when the numbers come out like they're supposed to be, then I figure I've got a good formula and can do it on a spreadsheet. But once you've got it on a spreadsheet, you can do it for all kinds of similar numbers to build something over.
That's off to you folks that have the time to do that, but I've got time to do it, I guess, maybe, but I choose to use my time in other ways. But glad it works for you, Ed.
There's mental stuff like that just to keep the brain going.
As long as it works, you don't have to worry about much else, do you?
A whole lot of it's in my head. I see people going around that look like they've got lots of physical problems. I've been fortunate that way with very few. But then when I see them having the mental problems, that gets to be scary. Over.
TLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with N4EDW, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Well, that is true, Ed. I don't know. I'm very blessed. The bad thing that I've had health-wise was my heart attack. But my mind still seems to be working well. And so as long as it's working and the old ticker's taking the way it is now, I'm going to try to hang in there as best I can.
I think so. I've got to go out. I'm going to turn off the generator for a couple of hours, try to save some fuel. Not really sure how much is left. I haven't been able to get good numbers on it. It's some confusing numbers in terms of volume, and the tank is set up in terms of water, gallons of water, and I'm not sure how to convert a gallon of propane to a gallon of water. Over.
Question, Ed, I don't know either.
Consider if you get it on a generator, is how long is it supposed to run and what you need. I've got a 22 kW, a whole house generator, and the tank, and I'm not sure exactly how big it is because I see one set of numbers on the label and the people who sold it give me a different set of numbers in terms of quantity. But on a propane tank, they will fill it to about 80% to allow for expansion from heat or cold or whatever. And so you start off with 80% and go from there. They told me it would last about a week, and it has. It should go a few days longer, I'm hoping. They are refilling people who need it for medical reasons rather than just on routes.
They would rather do without if they so somebody that has a medical problem that needs it worse than I do. You know, I'll go to the back of the line, so to speak, to let them have it and get in front of me. But I'm glad it's working out for you, and you're on out there and get cut off for a couple hours and save a little bit of that propane. That way it'll keep running a little bit longer. Over.
A little portable TV, but I need power for that. But we've got some lanterns that work on the small propane bottles, and they are very effective. A lot of light from those. Over.
And barbecue grill out there, but it don't do too good. While you're cooking, it eats up some gas quick.
To that, I've got them and use it. But we've got a couple of little two-burner stoves that use the propane, and we keep those kind of as a backup. But my wife does not like electric stoves, so we've got a separate tank to use for cooking, so we're all set for the cooking. Over.
That's one thing for me. You know, ask her if she's ever seen an electric stove blow up. Propane and natural gas blow up, you know, sometimes. And it causes house fires and all kinds of things. So, you know, there's good, bad, in anything you look at. And, a lot of people say, well, I ain't having that because of this. Well, think about the alternative sometimes, you know. Sometimes you have to think outside the box.
And a couple of months ago, a dishwasher, I guess you'd say blow up, we could smell something burning. You're familiar with the smell. Walking around trying to find out where this plastic smell was coming from. Finally narrowed it down to the dishwasher. I opened the door and turned it on, and it started swishing water. So normally when I open the door, it would stop. I opened it, and it kept going. I slammed the door, and it stopped. And then I opened it again, and it shot flames out about 3 feet. Fortunately, I was not standing in front of it. Over.
Than that. Just be thankful that you found it when you did and it didn't burn your whole house down. But what else you got? I need to carry on with a net.
So I'm going to close down because I've got to turn the power off to turn the radios down. So we'll talk to you again in a couple of days. I'll be on and off tomorrow depending on how much we run the power. Over.
I'll be listening for you later tomorrow. In the meantime, you take care. You and your wife stay safe up there. And look forward to talking to you again real soon. 73 there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Check-in KC4 penalty. That's Kilo Charlie 4. Papa Lima Tango. Richard, I'm up here in Anderson right now, heading back to Pendergrass, Georgia. Good to hear you on there. Good evening to you and everybody else.
KI4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Bravo. Matthew in Piedmont.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's up in Anderson tonight on his way back to Pendergrass. Georgia, appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. You be careful out there on the mobile. And stay well and stay safe. And KO4QLB, that's Mr. Matthew down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well there, young man, and hope you are staying safe. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KO4QLB. New radio tonight. Just curious, how does it sound to you?
Well, Matthew, it sounds like you're sitting here in the room with me there, young man.
So, one of those B-Tech. Theophane kind of deals. They got a new one with a remote mount head and crossband and all that good stuff, and I think it's working out pretty well.
Morning, As far as radios go, it sounds good. It sounds as good as any of the rest of them, I guess. Probably, I don't know, I'll put it this way. Probably sounds better than some and worse than others.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. You ever done any of the crossband stuff with your little handy talkies?
I'm a rattle your cage a little bit. We don't use dead codes on 2 meter. That's for somebody else. We don't use that over here. And I also, and I'm not fussing at you for doing it because we've all done it from time to time. Just be aware of that. And I have done some crossband repeating. I've got some different types of radios. I've got most of my radios are Kenwood. I do have a couple of Yaesu's. I've got an ICOM. I've got all kinds of different radios here. But most of mine are Kenwood, and the crossband repeat that I've done is with a Kenwood D700 and that's a 2 meter mobile. And the F6 or something like that. It's a tri-band HT.
I copy. You got to give me a little credit. I haven't been back on the radio in about 2 years maybe, but this hurricane's gotten me back into it, and I forgot how much I really missed it. I've got a ST991A and a Kenwood TMV71A. I'm going to let them go. I'm going to find a better home for them.
Well, that's a pretty good home. They don't eat nothing as long as they're not running.
Just hate to see the 991 sit. For the longest time, I thought about upping the license, but honestly, the little repeater's here. Plenty for me. I get plenty of fun out of them.
I'm going to have to come up to the house sometime. We'll play with the HF radios and let you talk to New Zealand, Australia, and maybe Antarctica or someplace like that. That'll get the bug in you.
The bug, I just ain't got room for the big old antennas. I think it was 10 meters. Them was fun to play with for a while.
Don't have to have a whole lot of room to put up an antenna. And wire antennas, once you get them put up, most people don't see them anyway.
Got a couple, just got a ballast on the end of it, and a long steel cable did real good. But out here in this RV lot, you ain't got but a couple 10, 15 feet to go with.
If your neighbors say, I'm going to run this wire across top of your vehicle over here, in your house, but I'm going to keep it up in the trees and it won't bother you.
the potato cannon that I used to shoot the string over my stuff.
That might be a problem too. But anyway, there's all kinds of different aspects of this hobby. I do know of a bunch of folks that got their technician license, and that's as far as they wanted to go. They could get on all kinds of different repeaters and talk all over everywhere and just enjoy themselves. When I got into the hobby, I decided I was going to go, to stay in it and get my extra. The main reason being was my father-in-law was one, and he's passed away now. When he passed away, my wife got her license, and actually she inherited all of his stuff, and by proxy, I got it, because she don't talk on it as much as I do, but I really enjoy getting in here, and I don't do it as often as a lot of folks, but I do enjoy my radios.
Well, sir, I certainly appreciate the comeback. I think it's time to settle down and get ready for another day of it tomorrow. Okay, 04QLB, thank you, sir, and I appreciate you running the net.
Back anytime. Love to have y'all. Each night, if you can make it, different net controller most nights. Matt, WG4MC was supposed to call tonight, and that's it. Thursday night is his night. I normally call on Wednesday nights, and he asked me if I'd pick his net up for him. And I told him, sure, he had an opportunity to go to Atlanta, all expenses paid. And so I told him to go on and have a good time. But appreciate you being with us, Matthew. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. For additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. It's about going to wrap it up this evening. Just to let everybody know, I had a grand total of 44 again tonight. That's two nights in a row. I had 44 check-ins. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, will be doing the honors. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.